Hey y'all, thanks for joining in for another episode on The Real Talk with Ivy. I'm so excited to have you here today. Just a few reminders. One, if you're ever listening to an episode and you feel a little bit uncomfortable and think that you need to pause, go ahead and do so and discontinue listening. Two, if you feel that you ever need additional support from anyone, please reach out to a licensed professional or any hotlines or anybody that you need to in order to get that support. And finally, this is a reminder that all information that is discussed here in this podcast is related to research that I have done. Please remember to always fact check, okay? Because we're here to elevate ourselves and grow. But a part of that is around our education. Knowledge is power, y'all. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and move into a quick advertisement from one of our sponsors. Thanks, and I hope you're ready for today's episode. Hi everyone, so excited to be back for another part of our season around holistic and spiritual healing. This means that we are about to enter into another segment. Remember that each segment contains four episodes. The first episode you receive is around a chakra. The next episode you will focus on is one that is related to a personal experience as it pertains to the physical and spiritual world. The next episode is related to crystals. And the final episode focuses on herbs. Please remember that each of these episodes are interconnected, meaning they are helping you identify, recognize, understand, and come up with an action plan to best support you on your journey. Please also remember that this is not to substitute any help with a licensed professional. So if you think that you need extended support, that is completely okay. Go ahead and reach out to that therapist. Go ahead and reach out to anybody you need to help you on your journey. It's okay to get support from outside sources. Please also remember that anything that is referenced within this podcast is going to also be linked on the blog page. Within that blog page, you will be able to get access to all the resources that is referenced through each episode. Please remember to check it out there. And if you have any questions, there will also be links to various different people you can connect with. We hope that you learn a lot within this segment, and we hope you enjoy. Thank you for logging on and listening, and we'll talk with you again soon. Hey y'all, what's good? So excited to be back for another episode today. As y'all know, we're going to be talking about chakras for this first episode. So this first episode is going to focus on the root chakra, okay? Also known as the Muladhara chakra. That is the correct, or I guess formal, saying of the root chakra. So breaking down what that means, okay, breaking it into parts so we can kind of get a clear understanding. So the first part, mula, means root, and then adhara means support or base, right? So we're thinking about this root in our body is supporting us and creating a base for our spiritual self. And the root, I'm just going to give some more information, then we're going to talk a little bit more. Okay, so primarily there's, off of the research that I've done, the root is basically kind of in your lower back area, closer to kind of like your lower spine, the lower lumbar region between, like right at the connection at your pelvic bone. And so it's kind of like this space where your reproductive organs are and all these things like that. And I think that part in itself is also very essential to why this is such an important chakra to pay attention to, okay? So this chakra is really connected to the idea of feeling grounded, feeling anchored in whatever is tailored towards you, right? Because each person has something different that anchors them. What may anchor me may not anchor this another person, okay? What may make me feel grounded and make me feel in tune with who I am and who my spiritual being is may not work for everybody else. So it's really understanding what makes you feel rooted
And that's what we need to think about when we're thinking about our root chakra. What are the things that make you feel grounded? What makes you feel rooted? What makes you feel centered? And not just centered in your life, but centered in all different aspects, right? This chakra really connects everything. Centered in how are you feeling physically? What makes you feel centered physically, emotionally, and socially? Maybe it's four different things. Maybe it's one thing that just kind of brings everything together for you. But when we're thinking about the root, we're thinking about how are we centered in so many different ways, because our energy is focused in this root chakra. When we're not centered in these various different ways, then our energy is off, right? Because our energy can be affected by so many different things. It can be affected by outside people. It can be affected by the way we're feeling in our body. If our body is achy, then our energy may be off. We may not be like the happy person that we normally are, right? So there are so many different things that can really influence our energy. So it's very important to know what are the factors that help you feel grounded, right? And I think having a place to really locate, okay, I know that my root chakra is in my lower back. Okay, I'm having a lot of back pains today. Like, I'm having these uneasy feelings and things like that. Okay, so I know that something's off because I'm feeling this pain. I'm feeling some uneasiness. I'm feeling some achiness in my lower back. And what does that mean? So it can be connected to a lot of different things. And I think it's really great when we're able to also center where our energy is kind of off and center our focus, which is really important as we're going to start talking about some of the things you can do to help you rebalance this chakra, okay? But looking more in what we were saying about the root chakra. So like I was saying, it's what the root chakra is related to, whatever is going to ground you and make you feel secure in your life. So maybe you are more grounded as it pertains to physical things. Maybe you're more grounded as pertains to social things. Maybe you're more grounded when you spend time focusing on your personal self or your spiritual self. Like, it can look very different for any person, right? And this, it doesn't mean that, oh well, I only have one thing that can really ground me. You can have multiple things, right? And this includes just like just the basic things that you need in life. Like, for instance, you may just need water. Like, we need water. Like, not you may just need, but we need water, right? We need water, we need food, we need all these things to be able to survive. So even those things, having those essential things, are so important. I think it's so easy for us to forget about the small things in life. We forget about, oh, just simply being able to do this is so important. And when you're not able to do that, you feel off, but you didn't realize how important that small thing was. And that's why it's important to think about, what does your groundedness look like for you? Because it includes so much more than just one thing. It includes a lot of different things, and sometimes it's hard to pinpoint. And I think that's why this chakra is so important, and we should really focus on it, because being grounded means so much more than just this one thing. Being grounded means like, okay, I feel like all of these different pieces are aligned and I feel solid right now. Or you feel like, okay, I have two or three missing pieces out of my puzzle piece. And so like, my puzzle is not complete. I'm missing some things and I feel very uneasy. You know, think about like a cracked ground. When your ground is cracked, you know, sometimes you may stumble, you may fall, right? And when you're thinking about that, think about your root in that same way. Think about your root as like, okay, my root, there's some cracks, there's some bumps. Okay, there's something going on here. Something's not right. And let me try and focus in on how to bring everything back together. And we're going to talk more about how to do that moving into the next episodes, okay? But for now, I really want you to think also about, like, just think about how you're meeting your needs in order to help ground yourself. Because the root chakra is really focused on you. It's focused on who you are. This is aside from outside people. And I think sometimes it's hard to be introspective and really sit and like, okay, let me evaluate myself. Let me evaluate what makes me feel good. Let me evaluate what makes me happy. It's so easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life and be running around and going from left to right and going all over and doing everything from everybody else, but then forgetting about ourselves. And so when we pay attention to this root, we pay attention to the main center, our centering core of our energy, we're able to really, really do a lot of self-searching, soul-searching. We're able to really get in tune with who we are, right? We're able to say, like, I am this person because. And that's why I find the root chakra so important, because it allows you to really center yourself. I know that it's hard to do those introspective things, but a lot of research has shown, like, on this particular chakra, that when you're able to kind of center yourself and have yourself feel grounded, you're able to then unlock your other chakras. So you're able to then focus on the other six remaining chakras, and you're able to kind of like figure out what are the things you need to do in order to center those. But when your root is uncentered, and when your root is being pulled out of the ground and it's not stable, then you're not able to center and focus on other things. You're not able to show up for yourself or others in the best way possible. And I think, like, the root chakra is just such an interesting thing. Because I feel like it's something that nobody really talks about. Like, people don't talk about, like, oh, I'm going to be grounded today, or let me try and figure out, like, why I'm not grounded today. We're just like, oh, I'm upset today. Like, how am I going to just get better and not be upset? But when you're just like, okay, let me just try and fix this problem now, instead of trying to scale it back and connect it to something larger, then you kind of have something you brush over. And then it's like, okay, I just brushed over it, it's fine, like, I'm okay. And then it keeps popping up, or things keep happening, or there's a continuous buildup, you know? So there's different things popping off, and then it's just like, okay, wait, my life is in shambles. My life is in shambles. What do I do? And then you kind of just have to sit. And when you're able to sit with, okay, things are going everywhere, things are a little bit crazy, I have these feelings, I'm not able to do the things that I normally used to do. Okay, let me sit. Let me sit and focus. What grounds me? And I think that's, you know, the most important question we should really ask ourselves. What grounds us? What makes us feel safe? And so, yeah. I know it's a lot of information to probably take in, and then trying to think about, well, oh, this first episode is just telling me what the root chakra is. But before we go into a personal experience and everything else, and thinking about how it's connected to stones and different herbs that we can use to help, like, heal and center, we really just need to sit and ask ourselves a couple of questions before we move on to the next section, right? And so that's why I really want to open this space and kind of leave you with a few questions that you can hopefully ask yourself at the end of this episode, and hopefully find some answers to. So a few questions that you may want to ask yourself is, what do you need to feel grounded? When do you feel that your life or things around you are uneasy? When do you feel like your grounds, that you're the ground that you're standing on, is not solid? When do you notice that you have anxiousness in your body, or you have a lot of back pain or a lot of headaches? When do you notice these things, right? So start asking yourself questions like, around that, about when do you start feeling that things are a little bit off? When do you start feeling that you're not anchored in who you are? When do you start feeling a little bit lost? And I really want us to just take some time and sit with that. With that being said, I'm going to leave y'all with those questions. Please go ahead and take some time to journal, to make a video journal, an audio journal, write it on a piece of paper, talk it out with a friend, talk it out with a family member, whatever you need to do. But take some time to really think about, what does your root chakra mean to you? And I hope you can find some answers to that, okay? With that being said, reminder that this is a podcast based on providing you information around research that I have done, books that I have read, articles I have read, and things I may have listened to. And I'm sharing this information with y'all. This is not in substitute of you actually going to talk with a medical professional. So if you feel that you need a little bit more help, or I'd like to talk with a therapist or reach out for extended support, please go ahead and do so. You are not going to be shamed for doing that. Remember, this journey is about self-love. It's about opening ourselves to the realities and the truths of who we are. And it's okay to say, hey, I need a little bit of extra help right now. But anyways, I appreciate y'all for joining in for today's first episode of our season around holistic and spiritual healing. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll catch you again soon. And that's that. Thanks for listening. And remember to have a conversation with yesterday and have a discussion with tomorrow.